Chapter 4. Reading. Pages 64 and 65. The Wonders of Dolphins.
Here's a true story. In June 1990, Keith, Steve and Dave, three friends, were fishing about 35 miles off the east coast of America when their boat sank. They clung to the boat, praying for rescue. The hours went by. Night came. "We had been thinking about sharks all night," said Keith. The next morning, a really big fish approached. I asked Steve, "Do you know what that fish is?" He said it was a shark. But just then, suddenly, there were dolphins all around us. They pushed the shark and drove it away. Steve said, "Tell them to go and get help." So I said, "Hey, Flipper, go get help." And the dolphins all disappeared. 30 minutes later, they came back, bringing a Coast Guard boat with them. The men were rescued. The Coast Guards told them that the dolphins swam in front of the boat all the way until they located them. Keith believes absolutely that God sent the dolphins to save him and his friends. Others would say that the dolphins acted on their own, without divine orders. Why they acted like this is a mystery to most people. The ancient Greeks certainly believed that dolphins were very special. They believed dolphins could think and act like humans, and had many stories of dolphins befriending young boys and saving sailors by towing them to the shore. In their days, the penalty for killing a dolphin was death. In modern times, we know a number of scientific facts about dolphins. We know that they are mammals, not fish. They must come up to the surface to breathe air. They can live to about 35 or 45. They are among the most intelligent animals in the world, with good memories, and can be trained to follow complicated sets of commands. They use a system like sonar to locate objects, and they communicate with each other. One other feature of their behavior is famous. They are the only wild animal that seeks out and befriends people voluntarily. In the past 50 years, there are perhaps a dozen or more examples of individual dolphins around the coasts of Europe, America, and New Zealand, which have regularly approached people and played games with them, and offered them unconditional love. We have not repaid them well. Fishermen kill many thousands of dolphins each year. These days, fishermen use nets described as walls of death. They vacuum all the fish from the sea. Only emptiness remains. Although dolphins are not the intended prey, there is no chance that they can escape. One famous television series from 1962 is also unintentionally to blame for the suffering of many dolphins. In my boyhood, I remember watching the funny adventures of Flipper the dolphin and his friend Sandy. The cute dolphin show was so popular that people wanted to see real dolphins. And as a result, dolphinaria were built throughout America. And many more dolphins were captured and imprisoned inside them. In a few areas of the world, more enlightened people have discovered that dolphins have hidden powers to heal people with mental problems. Dr. Horace Dobbs has introduced people with severe depression to wild dolphins in the sea. The people go without fear. The possibility that the dolphins might hurt them does not enter their minds. The dolphins seem to understand and look sympathetically into the eyes of the human patients, whose conditions almost always improve. People who have observed these experiments are very impressed with the results. Some enthusiasts believe that dolphins have almost supernatural powers. These people suggest that dolphins emit a wave of energy that goes around the earth. They see the dolphins as magical creatures. This is perhaps too extreme for most people, but there is no doubt that they are wonderful animals, and we still have much to learn from them. Cassette 2, Side B. Listening Skills. Pages 69 and 70.
Understanding Directions. Listen to the statement or short conversation. In the pause that follows, mark your answer in the appropriate place. 1.
Here is the news. An oil tanker containing 10,000 gallons of oil has run aground near Summer Island. Oil is pouring from the wreck. So far, the beaches in the east and southeast of the island have been badly polluted. It is hoped that the other beaches may escape if the tide washes the oil out to sea.
2.
Excuse me, miss. Do you have any books about wolves in the library?
Yes, we have one. It's over on that bookcase. I can see it from here. It's on the second shelf down. Not the top shelf, the one under it. The book you want is a short, fat book. It's on the right of a very tall book.
Oh, I can see it. Thanks very much.
Now, competitors, pay attention and look carefully at your maps. I'm going to describe the route of the swimming race. You will start and finish at the point marked with a cross on your maps. After the start, you must swim northwards and go around the buoy at point A on your map. Then, go to the east and swim between points B and G. Go right out to point F and go to the north of the buoy. Then go down to point C and go to the south of that buoy. Then head straight back for the beach. Keep away from point H because there are some sharp rocks there.
4.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to our aquarium. If you just take a look at this map, I'll describe the layout of the building for you. On the left, you can see there are three long, thin rooms. Those are for the smaller tropical fish. On the right, first we have the education room, just by the entrance. We'll meet back there in that room in half an hour. Next, if you walk right through the education room, you come to a room full of crabs and other crustaceans. In the center of the building is the biggest room, where you can see the sharks, stingrays, and other large fish. Then, behind that, at the back, is a room with some octopuses in it. And if you go into that room and turn right, come to a room full of sea snakes.
5.
Excuse me, I would like to buy some swimming goggles. Do you sell them here?
No, madam. I'm afraid we don't sell them here in the hotel. But you can get them from the sports shop. It's quite near here.
Could you give me the directions?
Yes, certainly. You go out of here, up to the traffic lights, and turn right. Then, at the next crossroads, left, and then left again. It's down that road on the left. It's roughly opposite the bank.
Oh, thanks very much.
6. The map shows the positions of 10 marine accidents in this area in the last year. Only 3 of these were caused by shark attacks. The first attack occurred close to the coast of the mainland, between the mouths of the 2 rivers. The second shark attack happened in the narrow strait between Round Island and Long Island. And the third attack occurred due south of Long Island. Speaking, page 75.
A. Saying words ending in an "ul" sound. When you pronounce a word which ends in an "ul" sound, make sure that the tip of your tongue touches the top of your mouth, just behind your teeth. The air goes past one or both sides of your tongue. Do not use a w or a vowel sound instead of the final ol sound. Exercise A1. 1. Tell. Call. Pill. Bell. Fool. Oil. Full. Mile. 2. Middle. Little. Final. Paddle. Whistle. Couple. Bottle. Apple. Trouble. 3. Beautiful. Awful. Careful. Exercise A2. 1.
Please call the hotel and tell them all about the trouble.
2.
In the final, the schools will battle it out for the title.
3.
There's an awful little bug in the middle of this beautiful apple.
4.
In the mail, I got details of the sale of the jail.
5.
Tell me if you see the pale tail of an unwell whale.
6.
Jill and Phil sell daffodils in Brazil.
7.
It'll be illegal to kill eagles.
8.
The simple fool dropped his tools in a full pool.
Progress file. Page 79. A. Listening.
Exercise A1. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Question 1. Which letter shows the position of Bay Sands City?
So where are you working now?
I'm working at the Bay Sands Hotel in Bay Sands City.
Where is that?
It's in a lovely position between the mountains and the sea. There's a big, wide beach in front of the city, and the mountains shelter it from the west winds. If you're up early in the morning, you can look out over the sea and see the sun rising in the east.
It sounds lovely.
Question 2. Which letter shows the position of the Bay Sands Hotel?
So, directions as to the best way to get to your hotel?
Yes, of course. Take the main road to Bay Sands City. Then, as you approach the town, keep going straight and take the third turning on your left. That avoids the high street, which is very crowded. Then, take the first right and then the first left. That will bring you straight to our hotel. It's down by the beach.
Thanks very much.
Exercise A2. Listen to the conversation and write the labels on the map of the hotel.
What a lovely hotel. Do you have a lot of facilities here?
Yes, we do. We've just come in by the front entrance, and the main part of the hotel is in front of us. Now, over on our left is a new cinema complex. There are 4 small cinemas in it. Then, at the back of the hotel, is a big shopping arcade. There are over 50 shops, and on the right side, at the back, we have a health club, and further to the right, we have a sports hall with 2 indoor tennis courts.
And do you have a swimming pool?
Yes, just here on our right is our swimming pool. In fact, there are 3 pools there. A normal one, one for children, and a deep one for diving.
I see. So the hotel is really well equipped.
Yes, I think so. Exercise A3. Listen to the conversation and correct the information, crossing out the wrong details and writing the new information above the line. Here's entry for our hotel in a guide to hotels. It's all out of date. We must get this changed as soon as possible.
You tell me the changes, and I'll make a note.
Right. Well, we need to increase the stars. We're a 4-star hotel now.
So, add 2 more stars.
Yes. And we're not a small, old-fashioned hotel. We are a large, modern hotel now. We've just finished a big refurbishment. Change the date to 1996, not 62. But the last sentence is okay, The beach is still there.
It's not 2 hours to the airport now, is it?
No, it's faster now that there is a new road. Change that to 50 minutes.
Right. And how many rooms are there now?
240. 240 rooms in all, with 4 restaurants, 3 bars, and 1 nightclub.
What about the other facilities?
Well, we have 3 heated indoor swimming pools.
3 heated indoor pools, yes.
And 2 indoor tennis courts.
2 indoor.
And 6 outdoor courts.
6 outdoor. And what about the shopping?
Change that to available in our own shopping arcade with 50 shops.
Shopping arcade, 50 shops. Yes.
And we must add 2 other facilities.
The cinema complex?
Yes. Say cinema complex with 4 cinemas.
With 4 cinemas. Yes.
And add health club.
Health club. Right.
Good. If you could type that up, send it in when they reprint the hotel guide.
Right.